Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you tonight. We have been off the air for a couple of weeks, but we are back tonight. So if you are a longtime listener of the Issues Concerning Women radio show, thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. I hope that you are doing well. This is your first time listening to this show. I thank you as well. We are in a different time and a different situation, but you know we're still here and we're still thankful and we're still praying for all our friends and families, our first responders, our medical professionals, anybody that is out there today. We just don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next, but we are here tonight because we want to stay in touch with you. We want you to know how much we care about you, and Veronica and I are just sending out well wishes and prayers. And I'm going to bring my sister on, Veronica McMillan. How are you tonight?
Hey, Francine. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So tonight I wanted to just come on. We've been off the air for a couple of weeks now, so we wanted to check in with everybody and see how everybody is doing. And again, thank you so much. I'm Francine Humphrey and with my co-host Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And if you've never heard of Issues Concerning Women, we focus on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. And my co-partner, Veronica McMillan, is with the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and she helps nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. So we are excited to be with you again tonight. It has been a different time for us. Everything is new and different each day. And as we go through this COVID-19, we are praying for everyone. So Veronica, if you just want to share something with the audience, how you're feeling right now, what you got going on. I know some folks are in quarantine and some folks are still out there working.
Yeah, it is. It's a new day for us. And thank you for asking that question, because one of the things that I was doing today as I was doing my work is, you know, what's the lesson to be learned? You know, whether it be a spiritual one, whether it be a one for your business, whether it be one for you personally, what is the lesson that you need to learn through all of this? Because, again, if God did not cause it, he certainly did allow this virus to, you know, to spread across the world. And if we take things and we, you know, pivot them or turn them on over their head, maybe nature is happy because of the fact that some of the pollution, all the stuff that has been going on in the earth, maybe the earth is happy because it's resting. You know what I mean? And so I think that wherever that you are, whatever sector of business that you're in, the question would be, what are you learning from all of this? At least that's the question for myself. And then what do I do now that I should be doing different when this thing is over? So that's sort of kind of where I'm at, Francine.
Okay, wonderful. And for me, it has been at some points overwhelming because of all the information that we're getting. All the information may not be true facts. So I'm encouraging folks to go to the CDC, find out what is true and what is not. It has been different for me because of the industry that I am. We are in a service-oriented business, Veronica and myself. So we serve the community. And so for me, it's like, how do I help? What do I do now? What can I do? If they're telling me to stay in the house, but I'm still, you know, having to go to work, you know, how do I balance those things? And it has been a little bit strange because everything is being done online now, which we have been doing all along, but it's just an overabundance. And so what do I do as far as a business owner? How much time do I spend in the online process? Because it has been overwhelming with all of the conference calls, and I mean back to back to back, Zoom meetings and organization meetings, and so it has been overwhelming for me at times. And the other piece for me is because of the ministry and the people that I minister to, not just on Sunday, but whoever calls me and needs, you know, prayer or whatever it is that they need. It had weighed heavily on my heart for a couple of days, and I just had to say to, you know, to the Lord, you know, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. And again, like Veronica said, he didn't cause this, but what are we to do as people who serve the community? How much of this are we supposed to carry? Because it can get overbearing. And then I think about all those who are homebound and who are not going out every day, and our children, you know, how are they managing not having to go to school and get those 2 meals a day, and the parents, how are they managing who are home now with their children? So it's a lot going on, and I pray for, again, the doctors, nurses, anybody in the medical field, first responders, police officers, all of those people who are involved, and I even pray for our government, because I know that these things weigh heavily, because it's not just America. It's the whole world.
You know? Yeah.
So it's a lot. And when has this ever happened in our lifetime, Veronica? You know, I've never seen
never.
It happen like this. You
never.
Know?
Never.
You know?
Yep.
And so
yep.
We don't we have yes, go ahead.
So I think that with that never happening, it is causing us to have to look at things differently. And how do we pivot so that this thing that we're in, and which is becoming our new normal, what do we what do we get from that? You know, what do we come away from this and saying, what is the lesson for this? Because again, one of the things that I'm really, really, really talking to myself about is, don't you worry. You know what I mean? Don't get in that place of getting stressed out and stuff, because again, that has never really solved anything nor resolved anything. And so it is really where I'm saying today, you know, I shut everything off, and I just said, you know what, I am going to, during these times that I have time, and that's a little bit of time now, because the same thing you just said, everything has gone online and all of that stuff, and people have to learn new ways of communicating with each other. That basically, before, you know, it was like we had technology, but now we are depending upon technology in a way that we have not before. And so it's interesting, Francine, to me. That's the word. That's the only thing that I can say. I'm finding myself in a crazy space, but not crazy, if that makes sense. In a crazy space, but not crazy. And so I'm just, you know, I'm learning to adjust with my new normal self. So yeah.
Absolutely. And for me, and I don't know about you, but when I look at what I see, and again, I understand the ramifications of not following directions, because I know that can be an issue as well for where we are right now. And then the other thing that I see is, how do we prioritize what we should be doing right now? Because we have a lot of time on our hands, those who are not physically going out of the house, you know, if you're in the house, how do you prioritize what it is you're supposed to do? And my, again, I think about my babies. When I say babies, I mean every child, you know, it doesn't matter what school they went to, private school, they homeschool or whatever. I think the homeschool parents have a different idea of how this goes, because they've been doing it, if they've been doing it for a while. But how does a parent who just would go off to work every day and knew that their kids would be okay for the hours that they were in school, and all they had to worry about was the meal when they got home because they ate at school. And so now that they're home with their children, my concern is that are they able to make sure that their children are still having some formal education, you know, because this is going, school is closed, you know, from now through. They're not going to reopen the school. And so how are parents coping with that, and how are they trying to run their business if they can work from home, because a lot of people are working from home, and then still make sure that their children are getting that quality education that they need. So we're going to have to look at this thing from a, you know, not just a parent as a, and it's all about economics again, as a way of how are we going to rise up out of this thing and still make sure that our children are okay, that they are getting the education that they need, and also that the parents who are still working, how do they balance that, you know? So, and being coaches like Veronica and myself are, we know that some underlining things are going to start to rise up now. So that's what I'm seeing, Veronica, you know, that before we probably suppressed, and I say we because I'm a parent too, and Veronica is as well, that we suppressed. So now when we come out of this thing in, you know, 2, 6, 8, 10 months, you know, what are we going to look like? You know, so I've been thinking about that. So jump in there, Veronica. Let me know what you think from the coaching perspective. You know?
I think basically we're going to have to. It's always planning and preparation. For an example, I can just remember, you know, as a single parent, without all of the resources and technology and things that I had way back in the day, it was really, really, really about planning. And so as a parent, you know, if I was a parent with young children now and having to have to be with them all day long because that school time, you know, they were in school, you were doing your thing or what have you, I still would have to plan out what I'm doing. Hey, this is going to be the time that I am going to do education with them or what have you. This is going to be the time where there's going to be some quiet time. And I think this is during that quiet period. This is also a time wherein you help your children to understand the importance of meditation, the importance of just sitting down and being quiet. And see, some parents don't have that luxury of that because their children have been either, you know, that their children have medications and things that they have to take or what have you. So it really is a restructuring of everything. And I think that requires preparation, because if this is not, if this thing is going to last some months, you have got to get a plan. Whether you want a plan or not, you've got to get a plan, whether it be parenting, whether it's business, whether it's church, home, to do something different now. We got to look at the way things were is not the way that things are going to be for a while. And so now that I know that, because I think that has to sink in first, because I know people probably pulling their hair out, because I was thinking about you know, not getting your hair done, not getting your nails done, those things that you take, you know, that you have taken for granted, if you will. But now, would that mean in terms of pampering myself? Would it mean that all devices go off, children go into going back to doing fun things together again, and I go in and just take me a bath? You know what I mean? Those simple things like that. I think that that's what this is causing us to do. It's almost really back to the basics. You know what I mean? Where as a young parent, I didn't have the luxury of having technology and tablets and all of that stuff. I had to figure out, and at that time I was a single mom, how was I going to raise these two boys, go to work, cook the meals, do this stuff, help them with homework, all that stuff. Back in the day, I didn't have those things. So now it's requiring me, whether you are a mom or whether you're an entrepreneur or you all of those things wearing 15,000 hats, you've got to begin planning for it, because if not, you're going to go crazy. And then go back to that old school way. Y'all, we haven't reset. If we can't go nowhere on our balcony or in the backyard or walk around our house, we got to do something, though. I'm going to go crazy up in here. And so it's causing us to really, I believe, Francine, to really, really look at my whole, there's a whole big paradigm shift, if you will. You know what I mean? Because it's just so different now. And I believe we're going to come out for the better. I really do, because I believe that there is going to be something greater, because we know that we learn through our pain, our heartaches, our struggles. We learn the most valuable lessons through that. And so that's where my hope lies, is that God, something good is going to come out of all of this. I don't know what this
mm-hmm.
is, but,
mm-hmm.
but or what the change is going to look like, but I truly do believe, especially for those of us who are believers, are there things that we were doing that we shouldn't have been doing? Are there things that
mm-hmm.
we need to do? Do you need to spend more time with your family? Now you're thrown together and you've got to deal with, you know, whatever it is that you're dealing with. You've been saying
mm-hmm.
you want to do something in your business, and you're saying you don't have the time now. If you prioritize,
right.
if you figure out this is what I want to do, then you're going to make that hour or so time toward your business. And that is how I have to look at it. I have to look at it, for me, from a place where I'm going to learn something from this, and I'm going to learn
mm-hmm.
by planning my day out for the next, you know, for this next week, and do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you won't get overwhelmed.
Okay. And that's good, because we have to, as Veronica said, we have to plan, but we also have to make sure that we're doing something personally for ourselves. If it's nothing but the bubble bath, you know, at the end of the night,
mm-hmm.
you know, but this is a time where I'm looking at it as divide and conquer. You know, we are separated from so many things and so many distractions that were in the way before. And so now
mm-hmm.
if we can look at who we really are in our relationships, in our marriages, with our children, because people have a tendency to be like ships sailing in the night. You know, they married, but they just passing each other, you know, back and forth,
mm-hmm.
you know, going on about their everyday routine. They have children, but they're really not parenting because they're at work, or they're doing their career, or doing their business. And so now
mm-hmm.
if we're looking at the separation, and then the children are, you know, being entertained by technology again, spending a
yep.
lot of time on video games and all of that. So
mm-hmm.
if we have to come back to the basics, like Veronica said, that means when you look at the old movies and the old TV shows, the family ate together at 6 o'clock. That was everybody.
Yeah.
It wasn't
mm-hmm.
you ate at 6 and dad ate at 8 and the kids ate whenever they
right.
want to. No, the whole
mm-hmm.
family came together, because now, just as Veronica said, about planning. So now you know that you have to stretch your food as far as it can go. So we're planning more meals, and we're
yep.
planning to eat together. So now you're not going to have pizza, French fries, and a cheeseburger. We're going to have a cheeseburger. Because we got to stretch this food out for I don't know how long we have to stretch it out. And Lord
exactly.
knows we can't talk about toilet paper, because that's just a whole different story. I'm laughing because
yeah.
I was one of the ones who couldn't find tissue. And so one of my students bought me some yesterday, and then she lives in Newport News, so God bless her. She knows who she is. I'm not going to call her out. But she bought me she had her gloves on and her head tied over. And she was like, okay, social distancing. You know, distancing, and we, you know, like hugged ourselves, you know. And then somebody else bought me tissue today. So we have to just look at who we are as human beings. And I think that's one of the things that has been missing. You know, we're so in a hurry. You know, we're so rush,
mm-hmm.
pass by each other, hardly
mm-hmm.
speaking to each other. The only, and I think I
mm-hmm.
talked about this in the first of the year, the only time people were happy was doing Christmas, when they were spending money.
Mm-hmm.
But now this thing has flipped. The whole world has been flipped
yep.
upside down. We're like,
yeah.
stop all that spending.
Yeah.
You know, stop all of that
yep.
stuff. You know, stop all of that
mm-hmm.
eating out. You need to
yep.
be home with your children. And I was
mm-hmm.
laughing at somebody on social media when they said, when your kids go back to school and a teacher send you an email or a text that your child, little Johnny, is acting up in school, you ain't going to say nothing, because now you know
that's right.
that little Johnny
what
been
they
turning
go through.
Up. Yes, and what the teacher has to go through. So, you know, we're laughing and joking, but and again, this is a hard time for people. They and the thing that is not funny is they say that domestic violence is rising in this
oh,
pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely,
oh, no
because
doubt.
We're putting people together who didn't have to be together. you know.
Right.
You were married, but you know, you ain't really, you know, you, again, you're passing each other. You're not spending a lot of time together. And if he mm-hmm. worked days and you worked nights, he be sleeping. You go to do what you needed to do, you know. But now
right.
you're together
yeah.
24 hours a day. And then they're telling
yeah.
you to stay in the house, and the only place you can go is in
mm-hmm.
the backyard. And then as soon as you go,
mm-hmm.
there he is. You know, so,
yeah.
you know, this is,
yeah.
you know, we just have to look at who we are. And again, you know, I'm chuckling, but I'm not, I'm very serious that we really have to look
mm-hmm.
at who we are. And especially because, like Veronica said, if we say we're believers, then this is our time to really look at where we have fallen short in some things, because we thought we
mm-hmm.
were doing it right. But if you really start to sit down and look at it, what
mm-hmm.
was the missing pieces? And some of those missing pieces
yeah.
was the family connection was totally
mm-hmm.
gone, you know, distancing
mm-hmm.
from, we were already a distance. Some people have said they were never going back into church. Well, guess what? You don't have to now, you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to go into church,
yep.
you know? So some people, you know, are just, be careful what you say and what you wish for, because now I'm
right.
sure some of those same people would wish they could go to a Wednesday night service or a Thursday night
exactly.
service just to get out of the house,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so
mm-hmm.
we are in a whole different situation, this pandemic. It is scary. Please, please, everyone, just listen to the facts. Go to the CDC. Call, there's a number you can call, 211, if you need help, if you're missing any essentials in your home, they can help you there. And if they can't help you, they'll get you to where you need to go, because this thing is really, really serious. I'm concerned about those people who are not taking this seriously. I think it's going to get more drastic from what the governor is saying if we don't do what they ask us to do. So please, please, people, do what they ask you to do, so that we can eventually come out of this thing with as many lives still intact as possible and many families still holding it together. So, you know, Veronica, I know you probably have something that you want to say about that, so just jump right on in there, because we got about 7 more minutes.
Yeah, I think, again, I go back to it. As you were talking, I was thinking about back in the day when you didn't have a whole bunch of food, you found ways to cook, which, you know, you had
mm-hmm.
soups and potatoes and beans and all of that kind of stuff. We're really having to take it back to the basics now. And then two, because of the health issue, you want to make sure that the people who are serving you are clean or what have you. And
mm-hmm.
you know, you do it yourself. You know, you wash your hands. You know,
mm-hmm.
you sanitize your cabinets. You know, you did the
mm-hmm.
stuff that you need to do. So I think that basically, If we turn this thing upside down on its head, we'll begin seeing things from a different perspective, and we'll begin to understand the importance, for those of us who are believers, understanding
mm-hmm.
the importance of having that personal relationship with God. And then when you go back to church, you all of the cattiness and the cliquishness and all of the stuff
mm-hmm.
that you needed to do, you'll let all that stuff go, and you just say, you know
mm-hmm.
what, God, I understand the importance of relationship. I understand the importance of fellowshipping together, and I understand the importance of just holding people up and being able to say, I can help you, because sometimes we are the answer to somebody
mm-hmm.
else's problem. Maybe you don't have a lot of money or stuff, but maybe something in your closet or your food that you all have extra, you could give it to
mm-hmm.
the person. You ain't got, y'all have to go face to face. Just call them up, hey, Ms. Jones, I'm going to leave this bag on your front porch
mm-hmm.
and just go
That's
on.
Right.
I think we got to start thinking of those kinds of ways, Francine, for us to get
mm-hmm.
through. We are going to get through it. And that's
oh,
what I
absolutely.
Ask God every day. Help me to
mm-hmm.
have a mind to see beyond what I'm seeing in front of me, because eventually this is going to go away. And I
mm-hmm.
know that I want to be better off when this is all over with. So that's my 2 cents word for anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's really, really important. When we start to think back about the way it used to be, you know, and think back how we've progressed so quickly, and even though we've only been on the earth a short period of time, because to me it seems like a long time sometimes, but then now it seems like a short period of time as I get older,
mm-hmm.
you know, and as I watch things progress so quickly. And so when you start to think back, we did so much more with less, and we did share. And just like this lady drove all the way from Newport News just to bring me tissue, you know, who does that? You know, because before everybody was busy doing whatever they were doing, and if I had no tissue, shame on you. You ain't got no tissue. You should have went to BJ's, what everybody else. But then, you know, people, again, are looking at themselves. You know, it's like a self-evaluation. Who am I? And what is it that I need to be doing? And so I applaud anyone who's out there in the medical field, doctors, nurses, you know, firefighters, police, whoever, those who are
CNAs,
in a position.
Yes.
And they're still having to go out there in the nursing homes. They're quarantined. They can't come out and nobody can go in. So that loved one that was in the nursing home that you never went to visit anyway, now you're wishing you had gone to visit them, and you have to look at them through a window. This is all coming. The reality is in our face. You know, you have siblings you haven't talked to, you know, parents you're not talking to each other. We need to just get over all of that, you know. And so as we look at each and every day, and we thank God, because every day, and you know, I pray all day, I get calls all day long. I mean, one day, Veronica, I was on the phone from 3 o'clock in the morning till probably the next morning, just praying for people and answering their calls, and they don't know what to do. But, you know, again, if we can share a little bit of inspiration with anybody, and this too shall pass, just like Veronica said, this is not the end. You know, but we just have to look at who we are and understand what we're going through, and divide and conquer. Make this something, again, we will never forget, but what did you do in this time? You know, what changed about you? And when we is all said and done, how will you be to mankind? Because people treat dogs better than they treat people, and that's really sad. You know, who are you? And so this is our time to find out who we really are. So if Veronica, please give your information in case somebody wants to talk to you. They can call you. And because she's still in business, guys.
still in business, but more importantly, want to just lift you up and encourage you to just stay around positive people. So if you need to reach out to me, you can reach me at info@micrononprofitnetworks.org. Or you can call me at 757-572-0974. And you can visit our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org.
Absolutely. And if you want to get in touch with me, I'm Francine Humphrey. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. You can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org. We need to do some updating on the websites. And we'll do that now because we have more time. And so God has been so good, and I'm just, again, mindful of how blessed we really are. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but for today, we're still here. You're listening to this broadcast. It may not be what you want it to be. You may not understand why we're going through this, but if you just look at who you are and count on nothing but the best for your family. Say that blessing every day. I want nothing but the best for my family, and ask God to show you what it is that He has ordained for you to do. And I think we're going to be just fine. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have one more minute for our show. We want to thank you again for tuning in with us tonight. We've been gone for a minute, but we'll be back on track as of tonight. And so, Veronica, is there anything else you want to say to our audience tonight? Because we got a minute and 15 seconds.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Just as I said before, just stay positive, just keep believing, and we are going to make it out of this. We're going to get out of this.
Absolutely. God bless each and every one of you. Again, we are just excited to come to you through the radio program. We've been on the air since 2008, and we're not going anywhere. We'll still be coming to you. We're bringing you some additional information each week. I'm trying to do some different things with the broadcast, but please stay connected with whoever you're connected to, make sure you're reaching out to your loved ones. Give somebody a call. Do FaceTime with your grandkids. Help them with their homework. Our kids have to stay on track because we don't want them to fall behind. That is my biggest fear. And if you need anything, please call us. And if we can't help you, we'll get you to where you need to go. So, again, God bless you. Thank you, my sister, for jumping on with me tonight. I wish you well
you.
On your side of town. And we'll be back next week, everyone, with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Good night and God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night.